Chapter 1. Inverness, Scotland, 1543.
"What will ye be having today, Master of the Sword?"
Hildy slipped her hand beneath Ewan's plaid and wrapped her fingers around his waiting cock. Sir Ewan Fraser, second in command to Laird Logan Grant of Castle Gaelach, grinned at the willing wench. Aye, the room was not exactly fresh, nor the sheets he lay on, but what more could he expect from a local tavern? He wasn't here for honourable reasons by any stretch of the imagination.
"I'll be having the usual, love. Ye and three of your bonny lasses."
He wiggled his brows at the tittering females, who stood expectantly behind Hildy. She stuck out her bottom lip in a pout.
"For once I dinna want to shear ye,"
she muttered. But it was too late, as Ewan had already beckoned the three of them forward.
"Since when do ye not like to shear?"
he teased, plucking her on the chin. His laird had given him express orders that he visit and enjoy himself at Hildy's establishment on his way back from his duties. Logan, his laird and closest friend, had sent him out on a scouting mission. Ewan and the dozen Grant warriors travelling with him had not spotted any of the MacDonalds who'd attacked Castle Gaelach once more, tormenting the villagers just outside the walls and setting flames to the newly planted fields before running off like cowards. If the bastards thought they could starve them out or frighten them into handing over their lands, they were even more foolish than Ewan and Logan had thought. They'd been battling the blasted MacDonalds for years now, and it would seem all was for naught, since the animals would never win. Laird MacDonald had tried hard to expose Laird Grant's secrets, and the secrets of the castle, to usurp the Scottish king even. God rest his soul. MacDonald and his clan had bollocks of iron, and one of these days, Ewan and Logan would see those bastards burn. Ewan was always ready to put his sword to any MacDonald who crossed paths with him. His life had nearly been taken by one of the enemy clan members several months back. A brutal, savage attack it had been when he attempted to protect his laird. He was well enough now to exact his revenge on every damn one of them.
"Why do ye frown so, warrior? Have we not made ye smile?"
Ewan grunted and grinned at the saucy wench. Hildy climbed up onto the bed and knelt between his thighs, taking his cock into her luscious mouth, causing all thoughts of the MacDonalds to quickly disappear. A delectable blonde pressed her naked breasts to his face, and another ran her hands over his chest, while yet another knelt beside Hildy to stroke her tongue over his sack. Ewan groaned, licking and suckling at the nipples dangling in his face, while stroking a round arse with each hand. What a life he'd created for himself. As captain of the guard, he had more wenches vying for his attention than he could handle, especially now that his once lascivious laird had married. That left more for Ewan, and he was more than happy to take Logan's place. And Hildy's tongue. Blast, but it felt so good.
"Oh, glasses,"
he said through gritted teeth.
"Ye know how to make a man smile."
Hildy stopped abruptly, motioning for her companion to straddle Ewan, then helped to guide his cock inside. He could hardly suppress a groan as the newest wench slowly slid down the length of his arousal. They were killing him with such sweet, succulent torture.
"I suppose I can share,"
Hildy murmured, winking at him. God's teeth! The wench was a tease for certain, but he could barely think with the other one bouncing on top of him. What would he do without these bawdy lasses?
"One of ye straddle my face,"
he commanded, gripping the randy lass's hips to slow her movements. Hildy and her two friends giggled, shoving at each other until one of them tickled the other two enough that she won.
"Not every man likes this,"
she said with an excited grin. Ewan chuckled.
"I love it more than most."
He gripped her thighs and